The next patient is Pauline Leonardo. The last name is L-E-O-N-A-R-D, like in Delta, O, Leonardo. First name, Pauline, P-A-U-L-I-N-E. 77-year-old, white female that is referred to this office because of fluctuations in the estimated GFR on the kidney function. The patient has a lengthy history, more than 25 years of diabetes mellitus. She has a history of arterial hypertension, a history of diastolic dysfunction, atrial fibrillation, and an episode of congestive heart failure in the past. A very remote history of gout. The patient has a BMI that is 45. When we evaluated the laboratory data, the patient has been with a creatinine that has been 1.3 in December of 23, 1 mg/dL on February the 13th of 24, and 0.92 in February the 28th of 24. The estimated GFR has increased to 64 mLs per minute. The blood sugar has been very stable. The hemoglobin A1c has been 7%. And the patient doesn't have any evidence of macroproteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio is less than 100 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Period. The patient claims, and has documented several urinary tract infections that is followed by the urologist, Dr. Arciola, as well as the primary doctor. Period. The patient has a CKD stage 3A1 going into stage 2. The variation in the estimated GFR is most likely associated to hemodynamic changes. She might have some degree of nephrosclerosis associated to the past comorbidities. However, from the kidney function point of view, there is no activity of any glomerulopathy at the present time. I have to point out that the patient has been followed at the Moffitt Cancer Center because of the presence of a mass that is 2.1 by 2.5 in the right lower pole of the kidney. They have been following this for some years, and now the evaluation at the Moffitt Cancer Center is every 6 months, period. On the other hand, This patient has been followed locally by Dr. Arciola, the urologist. Arciola is A-R-C-I-O-L-A, the urologist. Following over diabetes mellitus that is under control, following over arterial hypertension, the patient gets blood pressure readings at home and documented with a log not higher than 135 over 7580 millimeters of mercury. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control. She has following number non-organic sleep apnea with the CPAP. The patient has atrial fibrillation and an echocardiogram with ejection fraction that is around 55% with diastolic dysfunction. She is followed by Dr. Torres. Apparently, the patient has some pulmonary changes associated to the administration of amiodarone in the past. This medication has been discontinued. Following number, she has vitamin D deficiency. And following number, the patient has a significant osteoarthritis, especially in the back. She has pain syndrome. Thanks a lot for the referral. I am going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with a pertinent workup, and I will keep you posted of the progress. I spent 18 minutes.
Good morning.
Reviewing the referral in the face-to-face 30 minutes, in the documentation 8 minutes.